Good afternoon, a very happy Friday to you, TGI Friday, amen. Today is already the last day of this month of March. I don't know about you, but March seemed to have just flown by. I found myself this afternoon asking myself, where did March go? Here we are in the last day of March. Again, it went by so fast. Amen? But, praise the Lord, if you're new around here, we welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. We appreciate you spending a little time with us here for our series entitled The Daily Bread. Amen? We are coming up to a new month of April. So if you are a new listener, we encourage you, or should I say we challenge you, to give us the month of April and watch what God will do in your life through First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen? So welcome. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank all of our faithful partners, faithful family, those of you who continue to stay connected with First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. We say thank you so much. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. So never feel as though your faithfulness, never feel as though you aren't appreciated or you are not thought of. Amen. Because I know the pastors pray for all of you each and every day. Each and every one of you are precious in their sights. You are never far from their thoughts. Amen. So you are loved. Amen. But above all of that, amen, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit love you the most. Amen. As Pastor Jesse always ends his messages with encouraging you that you're never alone. Amen. As much as sometimes we get moved by our emotions, sometimes we get swallowed up by the troubles of life, so to speak. You know, sometimes we can feel down. Sometimes some of us get down on ourselves more than anyone else could. Amen. But as Pastor Jesse always says, you're never alone. God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. Amen. You're never alone. They are always there with you. Amen. So again, we are heading into a new month. Amen. But before we do that, I have one more little devotional to wrap up this month of March with you. Amen. So again, appreciate you spending a little time with me here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. If you call Texas home, amen. It's a beautiful spring Friday. Amen. I will try not to take up too much of your time, but if you join me at the beginning of this month, I had mentioned that I was going to touch on the subject of abundance, and that went fairly well for the start of March. And then mid-March, the Holy Spirit directed me to touch on a couple of other things. Amen. But I found today would be a good day to wrap up that portion of the topic of abundance. Amen. And if you have been listening to Pastor Jesse at all, you might recall when he mentions about unexpected blessings. Amen. Making the confession that you have a great life in Jesus. Amen. You know, I know the pastors, when I do spend some time with them, that is a common confession that they say throughout the day. Amen. And the key there is confession, that we are making confessions that God hears. And that is showing God what? That's showing God that we are doing His part. Amen. Bless God. The Bible already says God's going to do His. Amen. But it always falls on us, our condition. Our actions, our confessions, amen, our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen? I know Sister Grace and Brother Daryl have been coming more with trying to build a foundation that when you accept the Lord, those steps to get into a relationship with God, which is good. Amen. And if you've listened to any of their messages, you know they have mentioned that once we accept the Lord, that's not a time where we just hop in the recliner, we grab that little lever and kick our feet up. No, that to me, when we accept the Lord, that's in my mind, that's kind of an example when I know at a younger age when my dad started telling me that I had to kind of do more chores around the house, and chores, I mean yard work, which to this day I still despise yard work. But whenever I saw my dad doing yard work, I always saw him put on his oldest pair of jeans, his oldest polo that he had, oldest pair of boots, amen, gloves. And he did this for one reason. He was going to get dirty. So in my mind, you know, when we come to the Lord, when we accept the Lord, that's the time when we need to get to work. That's when we need to put in work for ourselves, for that relationship with God. Amen. That means get out your oldest pair of jeans. Get out your favorite old t-shirt that maybe someone has already told you, you know what, you need to get rid of that t-shirt. But no. Amen. Your best pair of old boots. Amen. Some gloves. And get to work on your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen. Because why? Because in the end, you're going to be blessed for it. Not just you, but those around you. Amen. That was kind of a long intro, but bless God, let's jump into this devotional. It's entitled, God's Word Has Power. Amen. I'm going to repeat that. God's Word has power. And if you're taking notes, or if you have your Bible, you can turn to Isaiah 55:11. Amen. Or look it up later on this weekend when you are in your devotionals, you're spending that quality time with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Isaiah 55:11. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. Amen. So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent. Amen. Again, that was Isaiah 55:11. Amen. Now, glory, Father, that your word goes forth with power, and it does what you intend it to do. Amen. Glory, Father, that your word goes forth with power, and it does what you intend it to do. Amen. And as I'm reading this, it's got an exclamation mark after the word do. Amen. I thank you because your promises and your blessings prosper me and my works exactly as you want. Amen. Again, I thank you because your promises and your blessings prosper me and my works exactly as you want. Amen. As you want them to. Exactly as you want them to. Amen. And my works exactly as you want them to. Amen. It says, I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your loving kindness. For the many blessings you have poured out upon me this month. And for your consistent presence in my life. Amen. And I'm going to take a pause right there where it says, I thank you for your loving kindness, for your many blessings you have poured upon me this month. Amen. Now, at the start of the month, you know, Pastor Jesse kept mentioning unexpected blessings. He gave a couple of examples of some luncheons that when the bill came, it was very, very cheap, cheaper than what normally the bill comes to. Amen? And you might be thinking to yourself, well, that's just something for the pastors. No, if you take a few moments, and think throughout this month, say, have I received any unexpected blessings? Now, if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, let me think. Well, if you can't come up with anything, amen, I encourage you tomorrow, we're already going to start April. So, purpose for the month of April to confess on a daily basis that I receive unexpected blessings. And you might be thinking to yourself, it sounds a little foreign, but okay. And I will say, you know, at first when I heard Pastor Jesse touch on that, it seemed a little odd to me as well. But you know what? I did it. I started making that confession and a small little praise report. There's a company that I used to work for when I lived in California. They were a surf brand, and from a fairly young age, I had always bought clothes from them. It kind of fit my style, so to speak, and even though I'm a seasoned older gentleman now, amen, I still buy some of their stuff. Anyways, I purchased some things from them, and bless God, the thing was is that I had been looking for a style of coat, a light coat to wear, and bless God, I found one on their website, and it was on sale. So not only was it on sale, it was the one style I was looking for. They had my size. Everything was good. Amen. So you might be thinking, okay, well, that sounds good and all, Andrew, but what does that have to do with unexpected blessings? Well, when my package arrived, I told this to Pastor Jesse, they sent me two of the jackets that I had been praying for. Amen. Two jackets of that same style. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know what? That was probably a mistake, this and that. Unexpected blessings. Are you hearing me? Unexpected blessings. You know, you might be thinking to yourself, well, that doesn't really seem too earth-shaking, or that doesn't seem too impressive. But I have mentioned in the past, and so has Pastor Jesse, God wants to be part of every part of your life, every part of your life. And Pastor Jesse has always mentioned, you know, the relationship that he has with his Heavenly Father, that when we used to have in-person service, you know, he would ask the Lord, what tie should I wear, Lord? And the Lord would say, Pastor Jesse would pick a tie, and the Lord would say, no, wear this one, you know? And some folks might be thinking, you know, that might be a little bit too much, or that might not be the relationship that I have. Well, if you go to First is Kingdom Family Church, if you call this ministry part of your life, you know that we continually minister on relationship with God. Amen? Relationship with God is an extremely big topic that we have here. And that's ultimately where we all should strive to be. Just as an example with Pastor Jesse, amen, that relationship that he has with God, amen, that God wants to be a part of every aspect of your life. I have mentioned it on some of my daily breads too. You know, some folks, you know, just want fire insurance, amen, and others want more. They want exactly, or should I say, they want the full amount that the Bible says we can have here on earth, amen. So, again, unexpected blessings. Amen. I had been wanting a little lightweight coach's style jacket, and I have been looking at some of the spots that I frequently buy online, and I found one. It was on sale, and what happened when it came? Bless God, I got two of them. Amen? So, if you haven't had unexpected blessings this month, I encourage you to start tomorrow, or even start this afternoon. Start this evening making that confession, purposing. Say, Lord, this month of April, I'm going to be receiving unexpected blessings because you want to bless me because of the relationship that I have for you. Amen? Now, let's finish this up, huh? It says, I praise you because you are a God of power, glory, and righteousness. And because the word that goes forth from your mouth with such wonderful authority brings me joy, peace, love, happiness, friendship, health, and prosperity as I let those same words flow through my mouth. Did you catch that? Get a hold of that last part. As I let those same words flow through my mouth. Amen? That might have been a little quick. I hope you got a little bit out of that. And if you were looking for some highlights or some refreshers, basically key on that. What confessions are you making? Are you even making confessions on a daily basis? Amen? Are you just getting up, rubbing your eyes, going through your daily routine, getting in your car, heading off to work, listening to the radio, listening to your favorite podcast, going out, going throughout the day as if you didn't have a care in the world. Amen? Just doing your thing. Amen? But are you making confessions? Are you starting your day off Psalms 91? God safeguard my household. Are you making confessions before you head out the door? Are you spending any time in contact and prayer with the Lord throughout your day? Amen? Or is it just a little bit sprinkled here and there, and then it's bedtime and I'll see you tomorrow? You know, that's not a healthy relationship, not in the physical and especially not in the spiritual. Amen. So I encourage you, start this evening, notch out a little time this evening, get your Bible out, blow the dust off it, wherever end table you have it as an accessory or an item that you like to show off. Open it up. Start in Matthew, amen, and just read a little bit. And then put it away, get in a quiet place, and just spend some time in prayer with the Lord, amen. Use that time this evening to purpose for the month of April that you will be spending more time with the Lord. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless you, but not only you, but those around you. Amen? And so for one more time, we're going to give you 2 Peter 3:18, which was our scripture for March. Amen? 2 Peter 3:18 was our March scripture. Amen? But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen? That was our March scripture. Amen? And as always, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen? Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen? Touching on healing right there, if you missed this past Wednesday's healing service, if you think to yourself, well, Andrew, I don't need to listen to the healing service. I'm in the gym 3 or 4 times a week. My body fat is down in the single digits. I'm healthy. Amen. I take my vitamins. I'm in tip-top shape. Why would I need to listen to the healing service? Amen. Well, Mr. Universe or Mrs. Fitness, amen, you need to listen to the healing service, because what happens when you start getting that cough? Amen? What happens when that throat of yours is feeling a little scratchy? Amen? What happens when that nose tends to be running a little bit more than it should? Amen? What are you doing? What are you going to do? Amen? What is going to prepare you to get rid of those symptoms? Amen? So I encourage you to listen to this past Wednesday's healing service if you haven't. Amen? Bless God. That wraps up this Friday edition of the Daily Bread with yours truly. I will be with you again tomorrow on April Fool's Day. Amen? April Fool's Day. We have a new month starting tomorrow. Amen? So I will go over some of the scriptures that we have given you to the start of this year. Amen? And whatever else the Lord lets me know, I will share with you tomorrow. Amen? So enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday. Enjoy your Friday evening. Spend some extra time with the Lord tonight. You'll be blessed. Purpose that this coming month of April, unexpected blessings, more time spent with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Watch what God's going to do for you this month of April with First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.